addressing a business conference in Bulawayo today on the sidelines of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, which kicked off yesterday. Mnangagwa said straightforward national policies are also key ingredients for turning around the economy.
Several initiatives have also been put in place to improve the business environment, which seeks to identify the impediments to doing business in Zimbabwe, as well as come up with reforms to improve the situation. It is important to know that most of these reforms do not require money, but only a change in our approach to business. These are the reforms we should implement expeditiously as we demonstrate our renewed zeal to develop our economy.
Speaking at the same occasion, Deputy Industry Minister Chiratidzo Mabua said companies operating in Zimbabwe should sell processed commodities to various nations instead of raw materials. Mabua said this would ensure that the country fully benefits from its national resources while at the same time creating thousands of jobs for local people. She noted that Zimbabwe should rehabilitate roads and the national power grid if it wants to attract reasonable international investors.
In order to effectively boost Zimbabwe's competitiveness, capacity utilization, and the stimulation and promotion of exports, some fundamental issues need to be addressed, which include the rehabilitation and development of infrastructure, the stimulation of the domestic goods markets, the creation of an efficient labor market, and the development of a vibrant and competitive financial market.
Reacting to Mnangagwa and Mabua's remarks, ZimTrade chairperson Sitembile Pilime said it is not easy for local businesses to add value on the country's natural resources due to various challenges, including lack of capital. This year's Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, running under the theme Stimulating Exports, Seizing Opportunities to Accelerate Growth under Zim Asset, will be officially opened Thursday by Zambian President Edgar Lungu. Several countries and local exhibitors are attending the annual event. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Tatenda Gumbo.